For those of you who are listening to us, welcome to our morning show, morning prayer. Start your day with a morning prayer. I declare over your life that you shall prosper. I declare over your life that you are blessed. I declare over your life that you shall excel every weapon that is forged against you. And no weapon forged against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in witchcraft, in any negative speech of suspicion, condemnation, gossip, that tongue you shall condemn. Father, to Kwebaza right now, I bless your holy name. Because right now you are activating our morning with your power, with your existence of your blessings. For those of you who are listening to us, remember you're listening to Mindset Media. Mujetu Ige. Come, let's learn, but it's time for prayer. Father God, I decree and I proclaim right now your prosperity, your increase. We thank you for the air we breathe. We thank you for the anointing that enables us to wake up. We thank you that we woke up when we are able to inhale and exhale. We thank you, Father God, that we are able to breathe in and out. Father God, right now I declare over your people, whoever is listening to this program right now, I just proclaim life. I just proclaim blessings. I just proclaim favor. I just proclaim the anointing that surpasses every wickedness, that surpasses every negative energy. The scripture declares that start your day with prayer. Hallelujah. Direct your day. Govern your day, empower your day, encourage your day. Right now, manifest the presence of God. Feel your presence, feel your environment, feel your air, feel your ears with the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. Right now, I activate and I motivate, I encourage and I illustrate, I demonstrate in within your mind. I give you energies, I give you blood cells, I give you body cells that will enable you to rise up and be motivated through prayer. Right now, by the spirit of prayer, I proclaim life. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to verse 9 says unto us, no weapon forged against you shall prosper. Every weapon and every tongue. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 9 says, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. They are not carnal, they are not anger, they are not unforgiveness, they are not bitterness, they are not jealousy, they are not envious, they are not suspicious, they are not distrust, they are not the fear, hallelujah, of sudden pending danger, but they are weapons in God, they are might in God, they are forgiveness, they are love of God, they are the expression of God that comes before God and you say, Father God, you are the mighty man of war. You are the mighty man of warfare that fights for me so that I may defeat my enemies. Even though your enemies come against you and rise up against you, but the Spirit of God will rise up a standard against them. So that's why we need to activate the weapons of warfare in within God. Right now I decree and I prophesy into your life. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12 to 15 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, but the violent one take it back by force. Right now I declare, begin to put faith and put some energy of force over your faith. Begin to put some force in your understanding. Begin to put some force, some energy, some persistence, some dedication, some devotion, some commitment. Begin to commit yourself some faithfulness on the time of prayer. Begin to offer unto God your mornings in prayer. Begin to speak. Begin to become a creator that speaks and creates with God every morning when you rise up in the morning to pray and to sanctify your earthly rhema, to sanctify. The Bible says that God spoke and whatever he spoke became a being and a spiritual being. Right now, I proclaim that you are a speaking spirit. Hallelujah. You're taking back the kingdom of God in your life by force. Whenever we start to be blessed by God, the enemy notices this in the spiritual realm and he begins to send his negative angels, forces of darkness to frustrate, to divert. You start to hear media converting things from the negative, from the positive to the negative. You start to hear confrontations, confronting people in their dreams, in their mind. Why? Because God has called you to excel every limitation. Because God has called you. So temptation begin to rise up. We need to start to pray. The Bible says that Yeshua, HaMashiach, whom some call Jesus Christ, when he was about to start his ministry, The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness for fasting and prayer, for temptation. And he was tempted for 40 days. Why does he rise up to start and begin his ministry? But the first thing or the first step was literally to take him into a wild place where temptation, where the devil, the academy of the devil, where he's going to be tempted and tested. Why? Because whenever God blesses you, the enemy is on the other side trying to tempt to see that or to declare or to tempt God by saying that this person you are blessing is not ready. So the person must be ready. And the ability of showing our readiness is via the spirit of prayer. Knowing that everything that is given unto us, we shall create it. We shall bring it into manifestation via prayer. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17 says, the weapon formed against you shall not prosper. Every tongue which rises up against you in judgment you shall condemn. Every tongue of witchcraft, every tongue of gossip, every tongue of assassination, every tongue that has spoken evil against your life, every evil word that has been released in your environment shall not prosper. But in judgment you shall condemn, you shall render them powerless through the spirit of prayer. This is your heritage. It is your heritage. It is something you have inherited of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from God. So I proclaim that the righteousness of God that you have, you possess, that right standing is from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 to 9 says, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty in God, by the pulling down of strongholds. Right now, every strongholds, every gathering of people where they are united to conspire, to build up roadblocks in the spiritual realm, to rise up and to hinder your angels or the angels of God that's sent unto you, to hinder them from bringing down the blessings of God. The Bible says that the principal of Persia and Medes, they hindered the angel Gabriel while Gabriel was coming down to bring a blessing and to bring information to Daniel. And for 21 days from the first time he fasted and sought God and he was praying for 21 days. And on the 20th day, he was hindered literally. But then he had to call Michael, archangel. What did Daniel do? The angel Gabriel, to be able to pass through the principalities of strife, conflict that were trying to stop him and hinder him, put up roadblocks against him so that he may not bring a blessing unto Daniel. Let me reveal something to you, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever we are praying, there must be a fasting, turning away and separating ourselves from evil things, the negative things. And we need to put ourselves or to turn ourselves more and give ourselves more to prayer. We pray on an excess of extra prayers than we do when we are not fasting. On a time of our fasting, we seek God more. Time of our fasting, we choose to create and to establish the habits of reading the Bible, waking up early and seeking the Lord in early hours. In the time of fasting, we choose to give offerings unto God. We choose to give an offering. The Bible says that as Daniel was on the altar offering, and then the angel, Michael, archangel, was released on behalf of Daniel to fight against the principalities of Medes and Persia, to let Gabriel come through. So your angel of your blessings, the enemy sees him coming through the principalities, coming through the heavenly realm. And the angel tries to stop him. But your obedience with God, your obedience of prayer, your time of offering, you're giving yourself as a sacrifice through your time of prayer. That time where you turn away from all things that are negative and you turn more to the godly things. God will now declare through Michael, archangel, and we say, the servant of God in the earth is waiting. He has separated himself. He is holy unto God. He is doing things that pleases God. So let Gabriel pass through. And Michael, archangel, fought against the angels of Satan in the dark places, in the principalities. And Gabriel was able to come through with the blessings and the gift that was supposed to be bestowed onto Daniel. Cast casting down arguments. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 to 9. You're casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father, right now we proclaim judgment against every thought. Hallelujah. Judgment against every negative argument. Let it be spirits of condemnation and evil thoughts could come through our dreams. Sometimes we get dreams that are negative. Sometimes we get dreams that are horror in a formula, or seeing enemies coming against you, or being attacked, or happening to be in some types of accidents. All these dreams reveal the conspiracy of argument, the conspiracy of hindrance, the darkness that the enemies who are jealous, who are envious, those who want to control others, use them as their slaves. Those darknesses are revealed and they are conspiracies that they are using to hinder the person from excelling, from being their limitation of a slave to reach God's ability. Those are things that they are trying to use, or they are trying to use as arguments, they are revealed. So, Father, I pray against every powers of darkness. And I proclaim that whatever that is trying to fight the knowledge of God, trying to hinder and conflict against the knowledge of God in the lives of your people, right now we render it powerless. The scripture says unto us in verse 5 here, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down arguments, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we bring every thought to the obedience of Yeshua, the Christ, the Messiah, and the Deliverer, and the Lion of Judah of the church, and being ready to punish every disobedience when obedience is fulfilled. Father, I pray right now, and I declare that we are in the time of fulfilling obedience. As we fulfill obedience towards your word, towards your purpose, towards your will, our obedience through offerings, our obedience through our tithings, our obedience through doing and keeping your commandments and being obedient to your voice, that obedience, when we fulfill it, it brings and renders powerless the powers of darkness, and it renders powerless every disobedience, every rebellion that is coming against us, every conflict, every warfare that is coming against us is rendered useless. I pray for the obedience of God in the lives of your people. The negative evil thoughts of paranoia, hatred, evil conspiracy that the evil people think and their plans, even such evil thoughts, God reveals them into the righteous via his revelations, dreams, visualized prophetic information in scriptures. And he also equips them, his people, with the godly powers via obedience and prayer. Father, right now I pray for the obedience of offerings. Remember, I say that whenever you're praying, don't forget the altar of prayer, because the altar of prayer is the applications and the implementing of giving an offering in the house of God towards the will of God, which proclaims your faith towards God and which proclaims your weapon that you use as the obedience to fight the devil or to fight his powers of darkness. Remember, even the people who do dark evil forces against God's people, they apply their obedience towards evil forces of sacrificing. Some even sacrifice their children. Some even sacrifice things that they honor in their lives just because they want to stop and miscourage God's people. If they do all that to miscourage you, imagine what you can do in God to destroy and render powerless. We have to apply our obedience. Yes, Psalm chapter 27 verse 2 to 4 says, when the wicked come against me, hallelujah, when the wicked come against me, when my enemies rise up to eat my flesh, my enemies rise up to eat my flesh, they shall stumble and fail. And though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise up against me, I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that I will seek the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. As I proclaim right now, I proclaim the environment that you're in right now, that all the energies, the organisms, the animisms, the spiritual energies that are surrounding you, that they are declaring and encouraging and motivating you, giving you energy in the dimension in which I'm speaking into your life. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Father, you're reminding us through your word that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, though even human beings in the bodies are used to come against us. But it is the principalities and powers that are coming against us, rulers of darkness. Father, right now, let your people be empowered by the obedience, so that when we move in obedience, the rulers of darkness, the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, they are rendered powerless, because we are also moving in your kingdom. Hallelujah. Obedience is very important. Father, right now, I activate the spirit of obedience. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Father, we thank you that we are seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all these things that you need, all these things, material things that you need, shall be added unto you. But because why? Because you sought the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. The kingdom of God is the will of God. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The kingdom of God in heaven must come down in our behavior, in our characteristics. And the righteousness of God, this word righteousness, I impart it in you. The word righteousness means right standing with God. The word righteousness comes from the Hebrew word called tzaddik. Tzaddik. The Hebrew word tzaddik means a righteous human being who gives tzedakah. Tzaddik, a righteous human being, one who loves and walks with God, who gives tzedakah. You see the word tzaddik, from the word tzaddik, roots the word tzedakah. The word tzedakah means to sacrifice, to give an offering, or to give a karabon. The Hebrew word sacrifice means karabon. The Hebrew word karabon means to give a sacrifice, to draw, or that enables a person to draw closer. So whenever we give a sacrifice or an offering unto God, it makes us draw closer to God. It makes us come closer to God. So, Father God, I thank you that the righteous man is a tzaddik who has an altar where he sacrifices to draw, gives a tzedakah offering to draw, so that he may draw closer to God. Father, I praise you and I give you. Malachi chapter 3 verse 9 to 13 says, "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this entire nation. Bring all thy tithes in my storehouse, that there may be food now in my house, and try me now, says the Lord. If I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing for you, such that you will not be able to receive it." You won't have room enough to receive it. "And I will rebuke," notice here now, "I will rebuke." Why? Because when we fulfill obedience, God rebukes the devourer. God rebukes the devil. God rebukes the dimension of the spiritual realm. "And I will rebuke the devil for thy sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit in your field, says the Lord." Every enemy, every stronghold, every plan that the enemy is planning against you, every enslavement that is trying to enslave people to hinder them from achieving the goals of righteousness in their lives, God is saying, "I rebuke because of your obedience. I will do that what you need. I will do, you receive. You will come into contact with people that will help you. You will come into contact with things that will help you. We will come into contact with the righteousness and the holiness and the favor that you need." The Bible says that the favor of God puts man before great men, and they open up doors for him to enter into the blessings. God is opening up the doors of blessings into your life. I'm going to finish with this. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. For this morning prayer, you have activated the spirit of understanding your will and your purpose. Right now, I decree and I proclaim that it's not by power, neither by might, but it's by your spirit. The obedience activates the blessing. The obedience brings us into the victory that we win the war. The scripture here in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse, and I think that's verse 12, says, "All the nations shall call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts." The Lord of hosts, notice the word Lord of hosts means the Lord, man of war, the man that fights battles for his, the God that fights battles for his people. I want to finish with this. When Adam disobeyed God, in fact, when Adam allowed the woman to entice him to disobey God, and he ate from the tree of tithing, which was the connection of the 10th Sephirot. Every human being has 10 attributes. So those 10 attributes are made up of the soul of man. The soul of man has 7 emotions. And the soul of man also has 3 faculties. So when you add 3 faculties in the brain, and you also put on the body which has 7 emotions, that's number 10. When God commanded Adam to give a tithe, his 10th part, he was saying, "Give me your attributes of your ability and creativity back to me, so that I may," as you humbly do that, as you submit to that obedience now enables you to be fruitful in the land. The scripture says unto us in that is Genesis chapter 3, I think verse around verse 16, somewhere there, verse 15. He says, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and you have disobeyed and done what you are not supposed to do, cursed is the ground." God did not curse Adam because Adam was blessed. Adam was the empowerment and the garment of blessing, the ornament of blessing. Yeah, he was the oracle of blessing. But what God cursed, he says, your ground is cursed. Your ground is cursed. You will toil. You will work hard. And whenever you work hard, it brings forth thistles and thorns and briars. So God cast the ground. He says, the ground upon which you plant, the ground upon, the Bible says that the nation shall call you blessed and you shall be a delightful land. So we find there's a lot of things that happen to us, but they have happened on the land, and the land is defiled, and the defilement of that land has been cursed and has brought a curse upon the land. And the land and the woman, they are almost the same. Mother Earth, woman, they are almost the same. Hallelujah. When Adam was cursed, he literally, God says, your land, the ability of your woman will not achieve or be in that purpose. Yeah, because there is disobedience. So disobedience and not doing the will of God brings a curse in the way we function in the land. And economically, we are cursed. We are not blessed. The favor of God is not upon us, and the grace of God is not upon us, because there is a curse on motherland, Mother Earth. There is a curse. The land that things grow, the land where things grow, businesses grow, children grow, ideas grow, everything in the earth grows. And God says, the earth that you are in, Mother Earth, that makes your things to grow, that part of that earth is cursed because of disobedience. And the scripture says unto us, you're cursed with a curse. Malachi chapter 3 verse 9. You are cursed with a curse. You have robbed me, even this entire nation, whole nation. Then a person disobeys God, and then all of a sudden the land where he lives, the community where he lives, the nation where he lives, all of a sudden a curse settles upon that land. And there is no success. There is no prosperity. There is poverty. There is violence. There is hatred. There is anger. There is bitterness. Because it's only God who can heal the land. And when we obey him, the healing of the land now becomes the prosperity and the success. He shall call us a blessed land, a delightful land. Hallelujah. And a blessed nation. So I pray that by God's blessing, that this prayer has found you, has encouraged you, has empowered you by the grace and the anointing of God. May God bless you, everybody that has been listening. And we repent and we say, Father, wherever we have eaten the tithe, wherever we have done things that are contrary of disobedience, We pray for forgiveness. We pray for your mercy to overtake us. We pray for your grace to be upon us. And we pray for your sanctity to sanctify us. And we pray that right now we're entering into the spirit of obedience to do what pleases you by the mighty hand of your Spirit, the God of the Father, the Son. In the name of Yeshua, we pray, somebody say, Amen.